And this is the music of Obara International, one of the performers at the Rochester International Jazz Fest tonight. The quartet is being highlighted on the Nordic Jazz Now series. They're at the Lutheran Church performing on East Avenue tonight at 7:30 and 9:30. And we're here to talk about what else is happening today with Julia Figueres, my colleague from Classical 91.5 FM. Hello.
Good morning. Can we just take a moment and listen to this guy? How great. Maciej Obara, Polish. How often do we have a Polish jazz star come in to the city of Rochester? And he's on the ECM label. ECM is very fussy about who they sign, so you know it's going to be really, really solid. He's 7:30 and 9:30 tonight, so it should be great.
And as you've said before, the Lutheran Church is where you want to go to see a lot of these international phenoms.
Absolutely.
You know?
And there's a nice spaciness, a spacey quality that comes out of a lot of their performances. So it's one of those places where you can really zen and zone all at the same
time.
Yeah,
this does have kind of a meditative quality to
exactly.
it.
Exactly, yeah.
By the way, I want to wish a happy birthday to Joey Alexander.
Oh, he's
12 years old.
All of 12 now. Wow, he's big.
You know, I love what Jack Garner said over the weekend when Joey performed. For those who haven't heard, although I think everybody's heard, and we talked to him last week, he is the piano prodigy, all of 12 years old. He's Indonesian and is just the most soulful piano player. He's unbelievable. But Jack Garner said, if you saw him at the Jazz Festival last weekend, 60 years from now, you'll be able to say, I saw that guy when he was 11 years old at the Rochester Jazz Festival. He'll still be making great music then.
Every year there's a breakout artist, and I think Joey is definitely ours. Jennifer Hudson, no need to break out. She's already there. She apparently rocked the joint last night. Tonight's Kodak Hall show is also sold out. So.
Oh, and you said Twitter was going crazy last night with her, right?
Absolutely. People were tweeting all kinds of things about her. They just loved her. They just loved her. But Julia Beale, people loved as well. And she is back, and she's in Christchurch tonight. So if you missed her last night or couldn't get into the show at Max, go to Christchurch to see Julia Beale. I know I'm going to stop down there just to see Julia Beale tonight. I'm dying to see her.
All right. It's some percussion tonight.
There is some percussion tonight. There's some rhythm section stuff happening tonight in Max of Eastman Place. It's Ali Jackson. He is Wynton Marsalis's drummer for the Live at Lincoln Center band. So you know he's got stuff. He's one of those great international takes chops from all over the world and puts them into his drumming. He's fantastic, and he's going to be great. And you know who else is here is Stanley Clarke. This is so underplayed. The great Stanley Clarke from Return Forever, Return to Forever, and Return to Forever. Yes, I got that right. There he is. He is so great, and no one's talking about this, and he's in Xerox tonight. You've got to get there early, because this one's going to fill up. He's fabulous. Listen to that.
It's a unique sound.
Oh, he's great. He has this great pulse and rhythm. He's probably one of the finest bass players in jazz working, and he still works with Return to Forever, but he's on his own tonight, and again, Xerox Auditorium, 6:30 and 9. This is going to be a big one.
And will you tell me about this lip-syncing craze that's happening here? What is this?
This is like the new thing. It used to be karaoke, but you don't need to sing to do lip-syncing. Somebody sings for you, and you just have to sell it, you know? So apparently, in the merchandise tent, there is this thing. It's the Lip Syncing Challenge. It supports Autism Up. They have the lyrics for you. They're going to tape you. You're just going to do your thing, and then they're going to upload it to YouTube. And I think people vote on it. You can bring your family. You can bring your friends. You can challenge other people to do it. You can have a little lip sync throwdown if you want. So you can support a good cause and really sell the goods. And remember, you don't have to actually sing. You just have to look fabulous as you do it.
Yeah, I think I'd have to do the singing to make it to feel authentic about it.
A lot of people say that you need to actually do some of the singing, but I'm sure the mic is turned off, so that's okay too.
All right. Well, let's have Peter Rowan take us out. He's a singer-songwriter, one of many highlighted at the Jazz Festival. He's a Massachusetts native. He'll be on the Americana stage at the Sibley Building tonight, 7:45, 9:45. Check it out.
She didn't tell me why I held my tears. I didn't even cry. Lipstick on my pillow and a ransom note. Bye bye, baby, that's all she wrote.
Singing the blues there, Peter Rowan. And Julia Figueres, my colleague from Classical 91.5 FM, thanks so much for stopping by again.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you.